in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Holy Church is celebrating the memory of the Saint Panteleimon, the healer, great martyr and healer, Panteleimon. Saint Panteleimon is very close to all Orthodox Christians. Every time that anybody ever gets sick, the first ones they have to Saint Nicholas, they think about the Saint Panteleimon to ask for healing, as he was living at a time of the persecution, at a time where the idolatry was practiced, where the government was forcing people to deny Christ and to accept and to give gifts to the idols. And Saint Panteleimon was from a very rich family, and he was living in the house with his father. His father was a pagan, and he sent him to school to teach to become a healer, a doctor. And as he was very good at it, being a teenager, that even the emperor paid attention to him because of his very talented way of healing people. He was being a pupil of one of the famous doctors of that era. And very soon he started to be able to do as good as his teacher, or even better. But on the way, when he was going to be taught, one day an old man had stopped him and talked to him and opened up to him about Christ, about the truth. And Saint Panteleimon got in his heart very interested in it. And when he went down home and he saw the idols over there, he started to mock them, first in his heart, but then openly, even in front of his father, but without trying to antagonize him too much. And he lived with his father for quite a while, even after he's become a Christian. And then, of course, once he had become a Christian, then he started to depend much less on his knowledge of the doctoring of being a healer people in the world, but used the power of Christ to heal. And, of course, envy started to eating up all the other doctors, because people would start to flock to him. But he did something uniquely, which they didn't do. He didn't take any money for the healings that he had done. And, of course, much more people flocked to him. And then there was a poor, sick man that couldn't get any help from any doctors whatsoever. And he came to St. Panteleimon, and St. Panteleimon healed him. Of course, that caused a great jealousy. And the doctors had found out that he was a Christian, and they tattled about him to the emperor. And, of course, he was caught there. But the father, by the way, at one time, accidentally, but it was actually providence of God, had witnessed how Saint Panteleimon healed, I think it was a blind man, when he walked in into his house, by using the name of Jesus Christ, and he healed them. And I think that's when the father had then finally accepted the Christianity and also become a Christian. But Saint Panteleimon was brought to the before the emperor, and he was told that you have a great career here, and you know you're close to the to my place here, and you have all kinds of fame and this and that, and bring a little offering to those idols, or our gods, as they would call. And of course Saint Panteleimon then confessed the faith in Christ and told the emperor that these are no gods, and they're actually demons that are hiding behind these idols. And he was tortured, and then he was tortured, and finally, of course, he was beheaded, And the Holy Church tells us instead of blood, milk came out from his veins as a show of a special grace. My beloved, we have to learn a lesson from him. One of the lessons, since we are living at also the time when there is very little faith in the true God, our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he is the creator of the whole universe, and that he came down on this earth and was born of the Virgin Mary and became man in the full sense of the way, and lived here and preached here and suffered and died on the cross, and then he resurrected himself. And he is going to come again to judge both the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Most people in the world today already is losing sight of it and don't want to believe that. They accept, some of them, that, well, he may be a good prophet, or compared to Muhammad or some other prophets and so on, but not that he is the creator of the whole universe. And the world with a new world order says you can believe any way you want, even if you want to believe in the evil one or in the pagan gods. That's your business. That's your private affair. You can believe anything you want. Just don't go against the government. Just don't go against the world order. And then you'll be okay. Well, then we're returning back to the pagan times, or the times of the Romans at that time, when they also actually were very tolerant of any religion. And in fact, Rome had accumulated all kinds of pagan gods from all over the world, and accepted them, and they were willing to even to accept Christ if the Christians would have also accepted the other pagan gods. Well, this is exactly the spirit which we have today. The people want us to accept everybody's faith, that it's fine, you know, you can believe the way you want, it's okay. But it's not okay. It's not okay. It wasn't okay then at the time of St. Pantaleon, and it surely is not okay today. And just as the time of St. Pantaleon, the true faith had to be expressed, was supposed to be revealed to those people who didn't know any better. And we should do that, continue to do that. But we also should know that we should have tolerance, in the sense, not come out like St. Pantaleon. He didn't come out with the wrath on his father and made fun of him or belittled him when he preached to Christ. He did it with all humility, with all the respect that he was his father. And he didn't downgrade his father. Oh, he did. He made fun of the idols, little by little digs, passing by them, he would say something that the father will hear, that he is making a little dig at the statues, that they are lifeless, that they have eyes and they cannot see, they have ears and they cannot hear, and so on, as it says in the scripture. And it worked little by little, but mainly I think it worked because he had love. He had love for his father. He wanted his conversion. And this is what we have to try to acquire. We have to really try to acquire love for those people that are living around us and do not know Christ and do not know his real church. We have to have enough love, the burning in our heart, that's what we want to do. We want to bring them to truth so that they will be able to be saved. My beloved, I think this is part of the lesson that we can learn today from St. Pantaleon. Sure, he had died for his faith. He has died, but he has done so much good. He had converted so many, many people that he converted. And sure, at that time, many of them had perished, but our life is not in this world. And this is once and for all, we have to put it in our heart. We have to live here, yes, we live here, but we have to look at the life in this world through five fingers, you know, not take it seriously. The main thing is the kingdom of heaven. That's what we have to take serious, our salvation. And so may Saint Pantaleon help us to see that and to go after that kingdom of heaven and work very hard at ourselves to find it in our heart. For the kingdom of heaven is in your heart, said the Lord. And we must learn to pray. We must learn to go into the heart so that we'll be able to feel the presence of God and be able to be drawn more and more through His grace to be filled with the love for Him and all the heavenly dwellers, and that we would develop that wish to actually to see Saint Pantaleon and all the saints that we celebrate every day. We have another saint which we celebrate, and when we read the lives of the saints and we participate in the service for the saints, then our heart should be drawn closer and closer to them, because they are our real friends. Of course, in today's Gospel, we had two of the Gospel. The first was for Saint Pantaleon, and the second one was for the daily one. And the daily one, the end of it, it says that Saint Peter asked, how many times you have to forgive your brother? And the Lord says, well, you have to forgive, not once, or not, he says, up to seven times. And the Lord says, no, I say unto you, up to 70 times seven. So, and that's a day. And so remember that, my beloved. And if you ever hold a grudge against anybody out of your family or anybody else at all in the world, doesn't matter, learn to forgive. Don't ask for somebody to ask your forgiveness. Accept it that he or she may not be able to do it, and forgive it anyway for the Christ's sake, for the Lord's sake. May the Lord help us to have the true faith through which we will be able to dig in deep inside our hearts and open up the kingdom of heaven. Amen.